Part 2. You know, there's these truths have consequences all by themselves in your life. For example, if you agree that the church needs the unity of the faith and that we need a pure gospel message, if you agree with that, that has consequences all by itself in your life. That, but those facts alone will cause you to see things differently. If you really believe that. Because you're going to find the things of faith are what guides you in what you do. If you really believe that the church at large has lost its way, that fact alone is going to have great ramifications in how you live your life from now on, isn't it? If you realize that there must be a unity of the faith in order for the church to be true, for it to be valid, that has ramifications in your life personally, doesn't it? It's already changed my life. Praise God. If you believe that the current church, as they call themselves, all these far-flung denominations and these 38,000 different flavors of Christianity have missed the point about what righteousness is and what Jesus' real mission was, that's going to have ramifications in your life, isn't it? Because what you do because of those facts have the potential to change everything. People act according to the information they have. Well, it's time for us to make the information available to the world. It's time for us to make information available to everyone who calls themselves Christian. The information first is, it's time to humble ourselves before God together. Because the only one capable of straightening this mess out is not some man or some prophet or some apostle, okay? That's not the way it's going to work. A man can't straighten this out. We've had how many centuries since the death of the early church? And all we've did is get further and further away from the truth. A man ain't going to straighten this out. He's had his chance, right? And it just proves what the Bible says. Our dependence is upon God. On a supernatural God. It's time now to acknowledge that God's the one with the answers, not us. So how are we going to get those answers from God? Through the Scriptures and by the Spirit, just like it's written there in the Scriptures. It's time now to humble ourselves before God. Because when we acknowledge God is first, that's when we will see change. That's when we will experience power to change. That's where we will see a new birth to this church. What did God say? When my people, who are called by my name, do what? Somebody finish that for me. When my people, who are called by my name, do what? Can somebody post that verse there? Humble themselves. I will what? When my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves, I will do what? I will hear their cry, right? Very good. Hear from heaven. And heal their what? Our land is the land of faith, isn't it? It's not America. It's not Russia. It's not any land on this planet. Our land is the land of faith. It's time now. It's time now to come together and humble ourselves. It's time for us to go together to the Lord's house and be instructed of Him. You see, if you don't acknowledge God as the true person that He is, our Father, our God, if you're just going to talk about Him in the third person all your life, then He's just a theory. God is not just a theory. That's who we need to hear from, guys, together. And the only way that we can hear from Him together is to humble ourselves together and seek His face as one. That's what leads to the unity of the faith. So these facts, if you believe these facts I'm giving you, they will have an effect in your life all by themselves if you follow to where these facts lead. If you put your actions to what you know is true. And our first action is to drop to our knees together and seek God's face. That's the first thing. Just a moment here. I can take care of the mop man there. There. I'm sorry, guys. I had to do this. So, can you see how these facts will have an effect in your life if you believe them? Because you've got to give your faith legs. You know what I mean? Faith is dead without work. Faith is dead without action. Because your faith is demonstrated through what you do, not just what you say and not just what you think. It's demonstrated through what you do. What you do is who you are. And you can't break that up. I'm not talking about anybody doing works to earn God's favor, because that's a gospel of works. That's just not true. That's not our gospel. The fact is, whatever you truly believe, you will act upon. Y'all tell me, is that true? Isn't it true that you will act upon what it is you claim you believe? If you really believe it, you'll act upon it. See, belief doesn't sit by itself without affecting what you do. You show me a person who's just sitting around waiting for things to happen, I'll show you a person who doesn't believe in anything. You show me a person that submitted his hands and his feet as instruments of righteousness unto God to actually use, and I'll show you a person of faith. And if you believe what I'm telling you is true tonight, you will act upon what it is you believe. And the first thing you'll do is take stock of where you're at. That's the first thing you'll do. And in taking stock where you're at, you will find where you need to repent. And you will humble yourself and avail yourself to God. You will offer, as it says in Romans 6, your the members of your body as instruments of righteousness for God to use. It's just like James said, if you see a brother in need, hungry, or in clothing, if you just say, be warm, be well, be fed, that's not faith, is it? You see a brother in need and they actually do something about it. That's faith. You cannot separate faith from what you do any more than you can separate spirit from body. A spirit needs a body to manifest itself. And faith needs works to manifest itself. You will do what you do by that nature that you claim is in you, if in fact it truly is. And so we can we really, right now, at least those of us that are in this room, can we really right now come together and say, yes, it is time to build God's house? It is now time for us to humble ourselves and come to God together and to give Him the lectern and the podium and see what He has to say. It is now time to take stock of where we're truly at and quit listening to just where people tell us we're at. See, that's part two, is realizing that your commitment depends on where these facts change your thinking. It does. Because if you change what it is you were thinking and believed, if that's changed in you, you will act accordingly. It's just like being on a highway. If you were on your way to a bar, that was your goal and your mission, and you were on that highway to get to that bar. But to repent would be to turn around and actually drive home, or to go to church or somewhere else, wherever it is. You can't say you repent while you're still on the way to the bar, can you? If you claim that you had an epiphany on your way to the bar, and you seen you needed your Savior, and you finally seen the truth, the last thing you would do is keep driving 60 miles an hour to the bar. You'd stop the car and you'd turn around and you'd drive the way. See, there'd be an action to what you say happened. It would, what you believe would have consequences in what you're doing. And right now we have a whole generation of people who call themselves Christian, and what they say they believe has no consequence at all in what they do. And you know that's a fact as well as I do. Well, how much better would your actions be if you knew the true facts? That's what I'm bringing you tonight. The true facts. One of those facts is that the majority of the churches that exist today, God did not found them. They're not of God. They're of men who started them and put God's name on it. Because God has a church, and it's not visible. It only becomes visible when we do what we're supposed to do. Because that church is built. Every stone in that church is a person with the Holy Ghost in their hearts through the sacrifice of Christ. That's the church. I don't care what it is that people call them on the outside, or what maybe they've referred to themselves to in the past, whether it be Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, I don't care what it is. If they truly have the Holy Ghost in them, then they are of the church of Christ. The body of Christ. And that's the church. And the only time the church is revealed where the world can see it is when it's doing the will of God. Let's prove it. Jesus the Messiah was in the earth for 33 years. How many of those years did the world know he was here? He was here for 33 years. How many years did the world know he was here? Three. You know, because the first 30 years, he wasn't doing what he did in those 3 years. His ministry hadn't begun. He was in obscurity. He was living and working. Right? Just like everybody else was. And learning. But when the time came for his ministry to begin, for him to step out and begin, how was it revealed that the Messiah was here? Just through what he said? Or through what he did? How was it revealed that he was here? It's through what he did. The crowds didn't gather around him just to hear to come hear what he had to say. They had to have a reason to come hear what he had to say. It's through what he did. He healed. He did miracles. He did things that nobody expected. He whipped the money changers right out of the temple. He walked on water. Can you see it? Do you know that that's how the last day's church is going to be revealed? Through what we do. By acting on the faith and the spirit we claim we have, and first coming to humble ourselves before God. Then God will have instruments that he can work with of a lot more pure basis. Then our hearts aren't sold out to this church or that church. They're sold out to his will. His church. Then the world will see one house standing straight while the others are leaning. Then they'll know that there's a body of Christ in the earth. And that time is coming. And it's beginning now. It's time. It's time now to build God's house. And it starts with us coming together to humble ourselves and make him first. Amen? That's a good place to stop.